The following programming is sponsored by D&D Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Files Law Hour here on WWDB Talk 860. We've got a fantastic broadcast. This is part two of the show here at the Naked Brewing Company in Bristol. Welcome into our broadcast, our host, Caitlin Files. How are you, Caitlin?
I'm doing amazing. This is such a great night.
Well, it is a great night.
I'm so grateful.
We have a great group of professional women and leaders, women empowerment. Of course, this is part two of the broadcast, so... Having said that, we have Laura Lockhorn of Messon Associates. How are you, Laura?
I'm great, Joe. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Of course, Kristen Buttle, Stampone, O'Brien, Dilsheimer, and Holloway.
Hi, everybody. Great job.
I got it right, didn't
you got
I?
It, yeah, you got it right.
And of course, Andrea Sasso is in the house. Of course, Stampone, O'Brien, Dilsheimer, and Holloway. Which is, you know, I've been practicing that. Are we good there?
Great job.
Oh, boy.
We've arrived.
Hold on. Let me just say one thing. They're on backwards. Right. There you go.
I was trying to help her.
Sorry. This is my first day.
This is part two of the broadcast. Having said that, ladies, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
It's my pleasure. Let's go around the horn, Laura, if you will. A little bit about yourself and Messa and Associates.
Sure. So I'm Laura Lachlan. Like you said, I'm at Messa and Associates. And my focus for my practice has been crime victim cases, like sexual abuse, sexual assault, as well as medical malpractice. But our firm at Messa and Associates, we handle all kinds of stuff. So we have a medical malpractice team, auto, slip and fall, defective products, you name it, we can do it.
And having said that, we've done many broadcasts together. It's a festive time of year. What's going on at Messa and Associates?
The parties are infamous.
Right.
Yeah. What's not going on at Messa and Associates?
That's a different show, but that's the late night version.
Plaintiff's lawyers are not that fun to be around until December.
Exactly.
So it's a festive atmosphere at the firm?
Yes, we have our big holiday party next Friday at the Stotesbury Mansion. So It is a fun live band and open bar and just fun night out.
Fantastic. Ladies from Stampone, Dilsheimer.
We try to go to that party every year, but the Stampone party gets so out of control that we can't make it. It's always the day
it's always
after.
By the way, I can never get through security. That's just Joe Messa. Damn.
We'll get you in this year, Joe.
Thank you.
He's a tough guy. I wouldn't want to face him at the door.
Who's that, Joe?
Joe Messa.
He is a tough guy. We've done many shows together. Andrea, if you will remind our listeners who have been under a rock on a desert island a little bit about yourself.
Andrea Sasso. We're at Stampone, O'Brien, Dilsheimer, Holloway, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, many other states. We can handle any of your cases if you are injured in a car accident, victim of medical malpractice, products liability, any of these types of cases, and many others. And if you'd like to hear Kristen and I, what you hear here, you can listen to us on the third Monday of every month.
That's right.
On WWDB as well at noon, live every month.
Boom.
So actually,
third Monday of every month.
Plug.
Kristen.
She's very good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
So remind our listeners
great to be here.
A little bit about yourself and what's going on.
So me and Andrea are lucky enough to work together. We're besties that work together. We work at a great firm. We are the ladies that law over at Stampone Law. We do the full range of catastrophic injury, just like Andrea said. And we are happy to help anybody that is injured in any way.
So let's talk about women empowerment and you know the group of individuals that are here. Laura, you had just met Caitlin Files on the broadcast not long ago, and here we are at Naked Brewing. And talk about what it means to be a part of a network and a growing network of women that are. First of all, we're getting videoed right now. The camera puts on 35 pounds.
It's so much pressure.
Wait, excuse me. There's a man that's attempting to enter the room.
That's right. Security, please.
Excuse me.
That's all right. I got a special pass for the day. Talk about what that means, being a part of a network, growing network of women that are successful and leaders.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I think gone are the days of women against other women and your competition. I think in this day and age, at least I'm going to be 40 soon, and I feel like from our age bracket, it is women supporting women.
100%.
Your being successful does not impact me being successful. I want you to win. And I think it's awesome. Let's rise together. And it's the event that Katie is having today is just like a perfect embodiment of that.
Absolutely.
And at the firm, you know, you are the ladies at the firm, and you know, you guys are that, you know, doing great things in the courtroom and represent your clients. Talk about mentors. A lot of women have said, I have some male mentors that were really important to me, as well as female. I'll ask Andrew. Talk about your mentors coming up.
So I do hope that one day I can be referenced as someone's mentor. But unfortunately, I think we do have to turn to a lot of male mentors in our history, because there aren't that many female lawyers ahead of us that were ahead of us, that were able to hold our hands during this process as we were coming up early in this career. There's simply just not that many women trial lawyers. I think that I did have a strong, but there are some great men out there. I know Kristen will say that mentored us and they had to give us a chance.
Well, let me ask you a question. Our attitudes, changed, or are they changing? It's a better way of putting it.
So are we going to start throwing glasses down here, Joe, or am I going to get us
first
kicked
off,
out?
I'm outnumbered. Somebody grab that guy right there. He's got to stick around a while.
He's going to get him a
chair. So we stole cookie.
The attitudes.
By the way, don't go anywhere, buddy. I'm outnumbered, Danny, because it's me and you against the world. I'm about to get.
Yeah. That's right. He should want to sit down here with us.
But talk about it.
The attitudes have been modified, but they haven't been changed.
Okay.
If I had to say it that way.
Yeah, that's a good way to put
it. They're coming around to female partners. They're coming around to listening to women lawyers. You know, we were on trial a couple of weeks ago, our firm, and there were 21 lawyers on the defense side, and I believe one in the whole room. And then we had three lawyers from our firm representing the plaintiff, and there was one female lawyer in the room. So, and the judge was a female, by the way. So, okay, we're getting there, but it's not changed
what is that,
by any means.
What is that dynamic like? Does it motivate you? In other words, okay, here you are, and do you still feel like you're underestimated? And how does it motivate you? What's it like being in that room under that circumstance? I'll ask Kristen.
Okay, so I don't think that particularly where we work at Stampone, I think I don't think anybody underestimates me.
I'm talking about in the courtroom.
In the courtroom, yes, I find that, and I think Laura's shaking her head too. Like, I find that we do, there are still those individuals who kind of, are you the court reporter? Oh, we're waiting for the lawyer. Yes, but that is who I am. Like, there's a lot of that. However, it's definitely just in my practice. I've been practicing 13 years now. Just in my 13 years, I have noticed a bit of a difference from, when I first started to now. And I think, one of the attorneys that we were back here talking actually about this very topic, and she said, back then, and she's been practicing much longer than me, so back then she said we really didn't speak up. We just, rolled with the punches, and we were just one of the guys. That's what you wanted to do, go under the radar, because then it would affect your career. You couldn't be successful. I think now the difference is we do speak up, and we don't just let it slide. And I think there are younger male attorneys, and especially judges too, but especially the younger male attorneys that are like, okay, yeah, absolutely. Like you know what I mean? It's going to take generations, but it is a little bit of a difference. I had a deposition with an older gentleman who talked to me like, it was horrible. It was horrible. JB from my office, he had my back, and he went to battle for me. But I haven't had that in a long time.
Was that a client?
No, he was an attorney. He was a defense attorney, and he was very old. He was older. He was of that old school generation, and he talked to me like I had no idea what I was doing. Yeah. So, and that's what I was trying to say. The guys at our office, they really have our backs.
But I will say that I had a defense attorney last week on a deposition that has only been practicing about 5 years to our 12 or 13, and he was rolling his eyes at me and thought that that was appropriate, and that really was minimizing my area of expertise and not giving me the credit. And because the other gentleman on the deposition was kind of, giving me a hard time, but that's kind of, I hate to say it, but proof that this It hasn't died.
There's still a lot of improvement.
Their staircase is still much shorter than ours.
Okay.
It's a great way to put it.
And
I mean, everybody in this room, Laura, everybody can tell you a story about how we've been treated differently, underestimated.
Do you feel any, Laura, do you feel added pressure? Just kind of the way we're going, when you're representing a client, you think a woman has a different, a burden of performance are your challenges different than a man's?
100%. I mean, I think coming into it, like, women bring a lot to the table, but I don't think that's recognized, both from our opponents, mm-hmm. but also clients sometimes. I've always said I look young too. Like,
yes.
I've been practicing 13
I look
years.
Young, sound young, right?
Right. And
you
it's
do.
Like,
you look great.
Thank you. I always say it's going to pay off someday. When I'm like 60 and I look 40, if it catches up to me, then I'm going to be pissed. But no, and I think.
She's the first one to curse on the broadcast.
I'm just kidding. You sound like my 6-year old. It's like, who said the S word, which is
where
stupid.
Where is the swear jar?
Yeah. But I think at this point, like, we've paved our own way. And so I think, like, being 13 years in practice, we kind of have a level of confidence, too, of, like, if someone is rolling their eyes in a deposition, I'll be the first one to say, excuse me, like, what are you doing? Could you stop doing that? Mm-hmm. Like, it's rude.
Yeah.
Because you have to call it out, and you have to, like, we've earned our ticket, too. You know, we're still paving the way.
But they've just never even had to have this conversation.
But it's interesting.
They don't even have to allot this emotional energy to even discussing this topic.
No question about it. But still, you have to navigate.
Of course.
Yeah. And the reason I say that, these are conversations the three of us have had in the past, but how is it balancing that? We've all needed to use, you know, restraint in our life at one time or another, right?
Sure.
Even though Andrea's never used it.
What's restraint?
No, but what I'm saying is that sometimes you have, you know, talk about that in a sense, having to navigate a situation rather than coming right out and telling somebody what you really think, because
I don't know that we have that option, Joe. I'm going to be honest. You have to look at that guy and say, excuse me, please don't roll your eyes at me. Why are you rolling your eyes at me? Excuse me, what is your objection? And your objection is improper and you're trying to shake me up. We don't have that option to not call them out. And if we do, we get taken less seriously and we probably don't get as good of a result in the case or in arguing a motion or something like that. We have to still do that.
How about this network right here and a growing network of successful professional women? Are there resources that each other can provide? You're looking at some referral networks and value being brought to the table. What is that experience like? And in a sense, being able to make those relationships and create loyalties, through your own professional network. Laura?
Yeah, I think like the world is our oyster, kind of. Like Katie, I met on through like this broadcast, but then we now connected over Instagram and social media, or like you can not even meet somebody online. I have like this whole network of women lawyers and some male lawyers too that I know and I'm like friends with, even though I've actually never met them in real life.
Right.
I'm lifting them up, they're lifting me up. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Ladies, we've got about 2 minutes left. It's a pleasure to have everybody here. It's, like I said, a festive time here. Any shout outs around the table? Laura?
Just any.
Just
any. Santa Claus this time of year, be good to me under the tree.
Anybody you want to say Merry Christmas to?
Eli the Elf.
There you go. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We're going in places I didn't expect.
I can't. That's so funny.
Okay, so contact information. Let's do that.
Okay, that's a little bit of a better
question.
My contact information, again, I'm at Mesa & Associates, MesaLaw.com, or my social is L Lachlan, LLAUGHLINESQ on TikTok, Instagram, and all that.
Fantastic.
Whoa. She's got a great Instagram.
That was cool.
She's got a great Instagram.
I'm going to start using my Twitter, Sass by Sass.
Oh, I love that.
That is my Twitter. I just don't really, but I'm going to start checking it right now. Andrew Sass. Write me.
Million followers.
Sass by Sass. I feel like I'm going to start posting my thoughts on this topic if you want to hear more. Or you can tune in the third Monday of every month at noon to the Andrea and Kristen show. And we are also at Stampone Law. ASASO at stamponelaw.com is my email address, and I will pass it to Kristen Buttle.
Yes, check us out at stamponelaw.com. kbuttle@stamponelaw.com. Check us out. We'd love to help you in any way we can. And thank you for having us, Joe. We're very, very humbled to be here with these wonderful women. well, and be a part of this.
And there's a lot of stuff just getting done in this room tonight.
That's right.
Absolutely. Stuff. As usual.
Fantastic.
We're in the room where it happens.
Yeah.
I want to all right, ladies. We appreciate Laura Loughlin, Andrea Sasso, Kristen Buttle. We'll have more from the Files Law Hour in just a minute.
Suffering a work injury can be a debilitating experience. Trying to navigate the workers' compensation system and process on your own can make it even worse. From the point of injury to the culmination of your claim and everything in between, workers' compensation attorney Caitlin Files has the grit, experience, and the track record to handle every facet of your workers' compensation matter to ensure that you get the representation and results you need in the face of a workers' compensation system that often treats injured workers like they don't matter. Representing clients from Philadelphia to Bucks County and all across Pennsylvania, if you get injured at work, call the law offices of Caitlin Files at 215-770-1250 or go to www.filesinjurylawyers.com and get the support, the representation, and the results you need to get you back on your feet again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Files Law Hour here on WWDB Talk 860. We're continuing a fantastic broadcast. We had Laura Loughlin of Messes and Associates, as well as Kristen Buttle and Andrea Sasso of Stampone, O'Brien, Dilsheimer, and Holloway. And now we are saving the best for last. Okay, a great friend and sponsor of many of our shows, Alexis Crandall of Weinemann Pain and Wellness. How are you, Alexis?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
It's a different setting than we're usually in. But
it is.
Great.
It is. We're here at Naked Brewing.
Yes.
Real excited. This is a women's empowerment event, a networking event, and definitely cool to be here. And we have Marlena Pellegrino of TMT Pharmacy. How are you, Marlena?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Your first time on the broadcast, right?
It is.
Well, it's great to have you. And certainly, we're setting the bar high here, so there's a lot of pressure on you. little bit about yourself and the pharmacy, if you will.
So I'm originally from the South Jersey area, but I'm in the South Philly area as we speak now. I'm with a concierge pharmacy that handles workers' comp and motor vehicle. We expedite medications for patients free of charge, and we deliver directly to their doorstep. We also built in a concierge service for attorneys that we help to quarterback and place clients for geographic locations that are helpful for the client, so that way they have a place to treat close to home if they're in a work accident, and we expedite all that treatment for them free of charge.
Yeah, and having said that, that network is so important for individuals who may get injured on a job or suffer a personal injury. We talk about it. Alexis, just remind our listeners a little bit about Dr. Weinemann Pain and Wellness, if you will.
Yeah, so I'm the Director of Marketing of Weinemann Pain and Wellness. We're located in Center City at One Penn Center. We handle chiropractic care, physical therapy, pain management, and then we also have psychology. Our Dr. Weinemann has been in practice for over 40 years. And yeah, that's pretty much.
So
we're always expanding.
And by the way, Alexa is the number one networker in the history of this industry. She knows
yes,
more
she
people
is.
Than most people.
Within 8 months.
I know.
She is phenomenal.
I know.
Say.
And so we're real proud of her there. Having said
Thank
that, let's talk about this. The network itself. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we all grew up in our families, and you know, you have your family doctor, right?
Sure.
And you have your neighborhood pharmacy, CVS or whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? You get injured on the job, okay, and you know, you try to do the right thing, you do all those things, all of a sudden you go to your family doctor who, I mean, you know, if you're living in the neighborhoods, I'm a Philly guy, so I, you know, would call my doctor up.
Sure.
And or even if you went to the emergency room, which I did not long ago, and the first thing they asked me was, they actually asked me like this. They said, you didn't get injured on a job or it wasn't a car accident,
yeah.
right? What does it matter, right?
Sure.
All of a sudden, you're in your doctor's looking back at you going, I can't handle this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that,
yeah.
okay? And yet, It's true.
That's why it's so important to have a network of doctors that actually specialize in the accident cases. If you don't have that, you don't have a case, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And especially if they don't know how to bill for it, and then they take your health insurance, you also have an issue there as well. So having that network is huge.
Exactly. But the question is, how do you find that network if you're just a regular... Right.
Of course, we have to find you.
You got to listen to the files law.
It's all
exactly. But in all seriousness, you have, typically what happens is, and we're very fortunate because we have, great attorneys in the region. They have they're fortunate enough to have an organized network. And the reason that's important is a lot of these cases are specialized, okay? And if somebody does not know and they're trying to navigate the system themselves, and let's just say they're bad, they're injured, but they're not bad enough to be in the hospital.
Sure.
And they're in pain. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where are they getting their medications?
Sure.
They can go to, you can go to CVS, Rite Aid. They're not filling it.
Well, and they also run into the issue a lot. What we see on our end is they might go to their local pharmacy, but then at the time that they get there, it could take 2 to 3 days, if not a week's time of prior authorization, when there is no prior authorization needed in the state of Pennsylvania for work comp. So we see that too. Or they may not have the funds to pay for their meds out of pocket, which is where we float them for the life of their case.
Sure, no question. And it's part of that network where individuals, get the opportunity to even if it's a claim petition, because we know what a nightmare
exactly.
it could be.
Yes.
Especially if you're trying to navigate a system yourself. Alexis, tell our listeners, remind our listeners a little bit about the facility and when you talk about the treatment when somebody comes in, it's the same exact type situation where there is no out-of-pocket cost if somebody gets injured on the job or if there's a personal injury that they get, whether it's an auto accident or whatever, they may say, well, listen, my regular insurance isn't going to cover it, but they don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we hear those questions all the time from our patients. And, it's the constant reassuring them, letting them know that once they walk through our door, they never will have to pay a bill, ever. We handle that with the lawyer's office, just as so as Marlena's pharmacy does as well. So I think that's why it's super important to know, like you said, the network of people, to know what we do and what we specialize in our niche, because there aren't a lot of doctor's offices that just specialize in workers' comp and personal injury, which is all Dr. Weinerman does. We don't take someone, like, let's say you get hurt tonight, you can't just come into our facility because you didn't get hurt on the job and you weren't in a motor vehicle accident. We don't take insurance.
Well, you did push me down the steps.
I did push you down the steps.
Am I covered there?
I think you know where I'm going. But
we have a lawyer for that.
Yeah. I can get you a lawyer.
Exactly.
That's super important.
How quickly can somebody get their medications at TMT?
So it'll be as quick as if a doctor sends over a prescription today, meaning earlier today, they would receive it from 24 hours within receiving that prescription and getting them on the phone. So I would say between 8 and 12 the next morning is as fast as it can be.
So how important is it, to have a great lawyer like Caitlin Files?
And
we mentioned, dabblers. We had Laura Lachlan on here, and she was telling us a story a while ago where a client came in and she went to an attorney and it's always that same you wouldn't go to a podiatrist if you had a neurological problem. Well, somebody went to, she had a client who sat in front of her and said, am I going to have to pay for the expert again? In other words, the woman went to an attorney who wasn't a personal injury attorney.
Sure.
But how important is it for both of your businesses for that client to be represented by an attorney who's, not only going to support the client and represent them, but also protect the medical involved, because there could be, and a lot of times we know how insensitive the insurance company is,
sure.
deny. Talk mm-hmm. about that importance.
Yeah. Well, I think it comes down to the network of people that you work with, having a good faith in each other, knowing that it's good people that are going to protect each other's interests, but sometimes it's a wash, and we get that. Sometimes you got to throw it against the wall, see what sticks, and it doesn't always. And in that case, you get a little from a lot, and you do what you can on the pharmacy, on the treatment side, and then if the case isn't doesn't work out the way that it's supposed to, that's okay. You know, we all are in this business together and we all share a vested interest. So I think at the end of the day, it's really just real recognizing real the people that work with one another and just putting that trust in the case itself, in the attorney, the client, the treatment, and the pharmacy.
Let's do this. Caitlin, talk about the importance of the medical network that treats your clients in the face of a very unfriendly environment. And a lot of times, a panel type situation that it can be actually shocking for somebody to actually get in that situation.
Yeah, so we've talked about this before, Joe, that the medical is so important. Cases are made and lost with the medical records and the good experts. And a lot of times injured workers think that their insurance carriers, their employers are taking care of them and they're referring them to a panel doctor. And because they're being sent there, they think, oh, of course this guy has or this woman has the best interests for me because I'm being sent here. And that's not always the case. And it's really important for the attorneys to have their own medical networks to make sure that they're getting actually into the right hands of the right doctors.
Well, a lot of times they don't even get to see a doctor. We have a recent where an iron worker called me up. You know the case that Dr. Weinemann's treating where the individual has been working for the same company for 30 years, doesn't want to make any waves, right? He's, you know, he still has, this has been 8 weeks, he still hasn't been treated because he's afraid to lose his job. Wow. He's a union guy who doesn't have to worry about it, but getting bounced around left and right. So thank God there is the medical professionals along with the legal professionals where you know, somebody can get somebody to, that looks out for them, which they wouldn't be able to get.
Yeah.
If they try to do it themselves.
Sure.
Let's do this. We are at the end of the broadcast. This
My
is
gosh,
a half-hour
time
show.
Has flown by.
Marlena, if, remind our listeners, obviously, contact information for yourself and TMT Pharmacy.
Yeah, so the easiest way to contact me is via cell or email, 856-873-3630. And my email is mpellegrino. I won't make them spell that, but at tmtpharmacy.com.
Fantastic. Alexis Crandall, contact information.
Yeah, so you can contact me directly at 484-356-6666, or you can email me at acrandall@weinermanandpainandwellness.com.
And Alexis likes to be called after 2 o'clock in the morning. She
I do.
Won't even pick
it's
the phone.
It's my specialty. I actually answer.
Kate, awesome show.
Yeah, we had two great closers. Thank you, Marlena and Alexis.
By the way, I like the way you put that, closer.
There are closers. Yeah.
It's been a great night. Certainly a festive holiday season. A lot of great people here. Any closing words, holiday words for our listeners out there?
I'm just very grateful for tonight. And I think the holiday is a great time, as we should be doing it all year long. But count your blessings and everything you have around you and be grateful for it.
Awesome. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Files All Hour here on WWDB Talk 860. I want to thank Alexis Crandall from Weinemann Pain and Wellness and Marlena Pellegrino from TMT Pharmacy on behalf of Caitlin Files. Everybody here at the Naked Brewing Company, I'm Joe Doherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.